Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Did you see this, Lee?
What's that?
Snow falls in Baghdad, Iraq.
Yes, I saw that, yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, first time in a decade it snowed in Baghdad.
Well, no, first time since 2008.
Oh, see, yep. More than a decade.
Uh-huh, and meteorologists say it's the biggest snowfall in Iraq for the past century. So, I mean, remember the part where Al Gore said we had till 2011?
Yeah.
It was because it was all going to melt.
Yeah.
And... yeah, we're just going to melt, and you were going to be able to sail through the, you know, what, I don't know, sail to Russia?
Yeah.
Through the ice, what used to be ice, was all going to melt. Yeah, that's not working out so well.
Well, I don't know.
That's why they had to invent a new climate hoax.
No.
Because the old one fell apart. That was just climate change. Anytime the climate changes, it's bad. But you know, Lee, you can, if you pay enough money to the government, you can change the weather.
Yeah. Is that so? Huh?
Yep. The only reason we've had, you know, flood warnings in the last 2 weeks is because we did not pay enough money to the government.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we needed the rain.
No, we just didn't pay enough to the government.
All right.
Yeah, call Democrat headquarters. They'll explain it to you. Yeah. I can't.
I guess you need to up your donations because it looks like there's more rain coming. So
yeah, just got to do that. Meanwhile, I want to deep dive into this because this is alarming. Remember that GOP tent attack? It was a terror attack this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
By a liberal lunatic.
Which much of the country probably didn't hear about.
No, they probably have no idea this is going on.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's the recap. You probably heard about it if you listened to this station. On Saturday, a man in a van drove into a tent with Trump campaign volunteers. They were registering people to vote in a Walmart parking lot in Jacksonville, Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
A total non-news event for the mainstream media. However, had it been a Trump supporter doing this to a Democrat voter registration event, then it would have been all board, you know, hands on deck, absolute hysteria. But it wasn't. It was just some Republicans who were almost killed, so that doesn't matter. Anyway, the details of that are coming out, and they are, I don't even know where to begin. 27-year-old Gregory Tim was the guy who did it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Police have talked to the man, confirmed the attack was deliberate. Tim said he did it because he didn't like President Donald Trump.
Okay.
And, quote, someone had to take a stand, unquote. Can't get any starker than this.
Nope.
Okay. Here's where the outrage begins. The police in Jacksonville put the police report out and did something they almost never do. They redacted the interview part, like, why'd he do it, his statement, all that. They redacted it. So the local Jacksonville, forcing the media to say, no one knows why he did it. Well, the local Jacksonville News managed to get from a source inside the police department an unredacted version, which is the only reason we know at this point why he did it.
Which is public information to begin with.
It should be, yes.
Why they are redacting something that is public information and shouldn't even have to require a Freedom of Information Act request.
Right. And they only redacted the parts about why he did it, not the rest.
Yeah.
And then the police were saying they were still investigating, weren't sure. The local GOP is demanding this be charged as a hate crime. Police weren't committing to it, but they were blacking this out. So this is what happens. I don't know why. All over the place, Democrats commit crimes and they get law enforcement to cover for them. I don't. It's unbelievable, right?
Why is it not a domestic act of terrorism? What's the difference?
Simply because he's a Democrat and these people were Republicans.
That's what it's.
That's all it is.
That's what happens in Paris, France, when somebody takes a truck and tries to mow down pedestrians, or on the London Bridge, it's considered terrorism, domestic terrorism. Why not?
I'll tell you this. If this had been a Democrat registration booth and this was a Republican doing this, trying to run these people over, the DOJ would be on the ground.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Their voter rights, because they have a voter rights section.
Yep.
They would be on the ground prosecuting this as a federal crime to send a message. But it's Republican, so it's cool. It's all good. Mow them down if you don't feel good about them registering people. Listen to this, okay? This is how outrageous this is. Tim, the 27-year-old, admitted to purposely driving into the tent because someone had to take a stand. And he showed investigators a video he recorded while driving toward the tent. The video cut out before he hit the tent. According to the unredacted version of the report, which again, police tried to hide from the public, Tim said he was upset the video ended there before the, quote, good part. You know, where he hit the tent trying to kill the people. Yeah. That's the good part. I mean, so this can't get any more brazen.
Why is he not charged with attempted murder? If he had been trying to mow down one of the Jacksonville police officers, what do you think he'd be charged with?
Attempted murder.
Yes.
Yeah, and the report wouldn't be redacted either. So what's this guy's attitude like? Here's from the local reporting in Jacksonville, which is where you have to go to get the truth about this. You're not going to get it from the national media. No way, no how. Listen to this. This is his attitude in court.
This is video of him in court smirking and nodding to our cameras.
He thinks this is funny.
Yeah.
He thinks this is funny.
And, of course, we are not hearing any calls for Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Adam Schiff or Gary Nadler or anybody with the DNC or anybody with any of these campaigns that are running around talking about how Trump must be stopped. No one's calling on them to tone down their rhetoric, that this is providing for a dangerous, hateful wave of violence against Americans.
Oh, I didn't even get to the bat. Do you realize not a single Democrat has condemned this? Not one.
Of course.
Nowhere.
Not.
Anywhere in the country.
Well, I bet none of them heard about it because the MSNBC, CNNs, New York Times, Washington Post of the world probably haven't even covered it.
Now, here's the best part. You want to hear the local Democrat Party?
Oh, yeah.
Their county Democrat Party.
Yeah.
This is a Duval County Democrat Party, this Jacksonville.
Maybe there's some redeeming value here.
Okay.
No! I was trying to be nice. I was just trying to give them the benefit
Christian
of the doubt.
Very Christian of you. Hopeless, but kind of you. Okay, quote, the perpetrator of this violent, this is from the Democrats, of this violent and cowardly act. For those just tuning in, they're Democrats are talking about the attempted murder of the voter registration GOP workers at the tent with the van in Florida. Okay, this is the Democrat Party's statement. The perpetrator of this violent and cowardly act, we condemn. No. The perpetrator of this violent and cowardly act should not be used by either side to politicize or demonize fellow Americans.
Really?
We hope the Duval GOP will join us in asking our fellow citizens to act with dignity, civility, and respect for one another during this election cycle and beyond. Acts of violence shouldn't be politicized. Listen, just because y'all were the victims of attempted murder does not mean that attempted murder is bad or that we should get upset about it.
A purely politically motivated attack should not be politicized.
The guy is laughing in court, smirking for the cameras, telling the police, you know, I meant to video the thing, but darn it, when I hit the tent, I dropped my camera and I couldn't get the best part. Why'd you do it? I don't like President Trump, and I felt I had to do something. He even tells the police in here he had no intention. You know, he didn't see the voter registration booth until he came out of the Walmart and was so possessed by rage, he felt that need to go homicidal.
Now, see, those darn Republicans just triggered him. That's what it was.
Yeah, triggered him. Mm-hmm. Now, there's Nancy. Okay, just to give you some idea, right? Meanwhile, Joy Behar has Amy Klobuchar on, right? And asks her, you know, what's fueling the violence? I might ask, what violence? By the right, wants to know. What's fueling this violence? They just say this violence as if you should know, right? Yeah. Like that, what, for the love of God, what are you talking about? Listen to what she just said. This is after this attack. This is Amy Klobuchar.
There seems to be a threat of violence in the air these days. I wanted to know if you have felt it on the trail, and where do you think that's coming from?
Well, I think when you have a president that is cutting people down all the time, belittling them, going after immigrants, that it fuels a lot of anger.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, if you just come out of Walmart and you see those Republicans out there, man, you should just mow them down. It's not your fault if you get angry. I mean, it's their fault. Because, they should get out of the way.
Because we know that no Democrat has ever called Trump supporters or Republicans so deplorables or white nationalists or Nazis or, you know, bigots. No Democrat has ever leveled those accusations at Republican voters. That's never happened.
Well,
there's never any animosity toward those on the right. Never.
Well, okay, the only violence in the air in the last couple of weeks has been the attempted murder in Florida there. And Bernie Brothers paid field people of Bernie's talking about executing Trump supporters and those who disagree with them. That's the only violence that's been in the air. Oh, by the way, after all this in Florida, did you hear what Nancy Pelosi just said?
What's that?
Oh, you're going to love this. Throw a punch for the children. No, you got to hear this.
And therefore, you have to be ready to throw a punch for the children. Throw a punch for the children.
Throw a punch for the children, Lee. Don't hit a Democrat, though. Good God. They'll bring just, you know, the full judicial up down on your head.
Let me say tonight that this victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Bust it! This here's a tale for all the voters, for those committed and not the floaters. You think I'm down because of all the gloaters? What I need's a good promoter. I'm on a mission and I'm wishing. I want to change the country's condition. Looking for votes in all the right places. All I want to see are those grinning faces. My inclination is frustration. This is my life, my occupation. But don't get fooled, I got some moves. Because right now you're looking at a hip old Jew. That's right. Bust a Bernie. The revolution is me. Until we get to Super Tuesday, where I might be squashed like a pea.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Bernie coming out on top, barely. Pete Buttigieg just underneath him, and Amy Klobuchar, surprise third place finish. There you go. All right, you know what's amazing about this? Honest to God, this dude, it's only been like 2 weeks since four of his paid field organizers were caught on tape discussing who they were going to kill once Bernie went. One. It was part of the revolution. Four. One of whom was also a paid employee of the Democrat Senatorial Committee. This is unbelievable. I mean, how the heck is this even possible? Can you imagine? Okay, let me just lay this out for you, because I just have such a hard time wrapping my mind around it. Maybe I just don't get it. Can you imagine if the last 2 weeks had instead gone like this for Trump? Okay? If not one, not two, not three, but four of his paid campaign workers, field organizers, two of which, by the way, were in South Carolina, came out to discuss their plans for killing people who disagree with him after Trump's reelection. And then, after that goes all over the internet and a complete freakout ensues by the mainstream media, because disavowing would not be good enough. It would not be good enough to just disavow them or fire them. By the way, do you know Bernie just refused to comment on that story? Project Veritas called. They broke it. Refused to comment. And that was it? You're going to kill people when you win? That's strange. Four of your field organizers seem to think that's odd. Well, that's not just one crazy guy you accidentally hired. Could you comment on that, Mr. Sanders? No. Okay. And suppose after all that, a deranged Trump supporter were then to get in a van because he saw Democrats registering voters in a Walmart parking lot and attempt to kill them with said van. Suppose he videoed the whole thing and then later told police, I did it because I don't like Trump. I had to do something. Or I did it because I don't like Democrats. I had to do something. And then complained because the video ran out at the best part where the people almost died. Can you imagine the uproar this country would be in right now? Instead, 25% of the Democrat Party, like lemmings, they're like, yeah, kill the supporters. Kill them. We'll kill them. It's like it didn't happen. It's like, how do you dominate two states? Bernie got more votes in Iowa than we know of. I mean, who really knows, right? So much fraud in that one. And New Hampshire than anybody else. It's no big deal. You know what I'm seeing here? Did you ever, as a kid, you're studying maybe the USSR, which was the big thing we feared as a kid. You're studying socialism, you're studying those things, and you're studying those poor countries, Poland, places like that, that have suffered so much. Do you ever wonder yourself, like, how the heck did the people in these countries ever let it get this crazy? And I'm watching it. And I'm going, oh, that's how it happened. Okay, all right, you know, I get it. Yeah, no, it makes sense. I mean, have you seen Susan Collins in Maine? She's a Republican senator. Have you seen her opponent? Democrat opponent. He's walking around in a shirt with a guillotine on it. This is just, he's a Senate candidate. I mean, most people think of a guillotine. What do they think? French Revolution? Hitler's ascendancy is very popular in Germany. Hitler guillotined 16,500 people? I don't mean to ruin your morning, but this is the modern left. I mean, civilized country, folks, civilized countries do not decapitate people. Maybe I need to start saying that every day. Civilized countries do not execute the opposition when they win. That's not what the leadership does. The Democrat running against Senator Susan Collins in Maine claims not to be either male or female and adopts the pronouns they or them. Kidman contends that the guillotine is merely symbolic. It's not a call for actual blood, you know, like Bernie's field organizers are doing. It's just a suggestion that if, you know, Kidman and the left generally do not get the change they demand, there might be blood or not. Where is the disavowal? Where's the condemnation? Where is it? It's nowhere. But then this is the kind of thing they say.
This is, I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
Some more wisdom from Kidman. We're not going to start a guillotine in Monument Square. That's in Portland. And start beheading people. That's good. That's good to know. That's reassuring for now. It is a symbol of the work we have to do to overcome flaws in our system. Flaws that have become deeply evident in the last few weeks. Oh, by the way, Kidman is handing out campaign merchandise to followers with the guillotine on it. It's exciting. Can you imagine if a Trump-supporting candidate... Never mind. Forget it. Let's see what's going on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Text Royce 80. Bernie and his followers scare the blank out of me. These people are bat guano crazy, as I know. Now, look, in the last segment, some of you pointing out, you know, Bernie supporters probably, you know, if you could pull it, the majority of them unaware that four of Bernie's paid field organizers want to begin killing the opposition. You know, once Bernie wins, they think that's the clear next step in the revolution. They were caught on camera saying that. Four. Two of them from South Carolina. Loons all. And these people voting for him probably didn't know that. That's just as bad. Text you writes, I'm thinking it might be a mistake for Republicans to vote for Bernie in the Operation Chaos. Bernie is the only one that can get people out to vote. We need to suppress Democrat enthusiasm, not increase it. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing Operation Chaos. I'm not for that. Not vote in the Democrat primary. I don't like it when they vote in ours. You know, there was an Operation Chaos. Just a cautionary tale, folks. I just don't believe in pouring gasoline on a fire when you don't know what direction the wind is blowing. And that's what that seems like to me. You know, the Democrats ran an Operation Chaos in South Carolina in 2016. Did you know that? Yeah, the Democrats did. You know who they voted for? This was in USA Today. I didn't know this. I missed this. You know who they voted for? They picked the weakest candidate. That's the idea of an Operation Chaos, right? But pick the weakest candidate, vote for them, right? You know who they thought the weakest candidate was? The one they could most easily beat? Trump. They voted for Trump. See how that worked out? I'm just saying. I'm not messing with that. Texter writes, hey, Tara, when will Trump derangement syndrome be classified as a disability? It already is. You just can't get a payout for it yet. Texter writes, the Democrats aren't outraged because they've always used violence to achieve their political goals. Now the texter writes, hey, Tara, remember when we used to put our crazy people in asylums? Yeah, now they're running in Democrat parties, you know, primaries in Maine and acting as field organizers for Bernie Sanders. Other texter writes, I'm listening to you very carefully. I am totally shocked by people's indifference to suggestions and repeat suggestions of attempted murder of a percentage of our population. It is very clear and specific percentage. I'm just thinking about Hitler and the Nazi Party and Pol Pot. I know. Good God, did you ever think in America, 20 years ago, field organizers, four of them, come out and talk about executing the opposition, and 2 weeks later, their guy wins the most votes in a caucus and in a New Hampshire primary? I mean, I can't even wrap my mind around it, because it's nuts. All right, some interesting trends coming out of New Hampshire yesterday, for those just tuning in. Yeah, Bernie Sanders did win there, barely. Pete Buttigieg just behind him. I mean, like, barely a difference between them. But here's some of the takeaway from what happened there. And some of it is good for Trump. Trump, who also ran in a primary in New Hampshire, same day, yesterday, with 70% of the vote reporting, Trump had already surpassed the vote totals for every incumbent president who ran in a New Hampshire primary in four decades. And not by a little bit. By a lot. Give you some idea. Obama, 2012, 49,000 votes. Bush, 2004, 55,000. Clinton, 1996, 76,000. Trump, drumroll please, 120,476. Whoa. So that is a documentable, insane level of enthusiasm on our side. Plus, the numbers are in for Trump's New Hampshire rally, which he even admits he did to freak out the Democrats. 25.4% of the attendees were Democrats, according to the campaign, 17% of whom did not vote in 2016. It's a big number. It's an exciting number because it's an exciting number because the numbers for the Democrats weren't that good. This is a breakdown of the exit polls. We're told Democrat enthusiasm is at, you know, ceiling-breaking levels. They can hardly wait to get out there and take out Trump. Maybe that's true. And that we were going to get a big turnout and a big youth vote turnout. It was going to be huge with a Y. No. 11% of New Hampshire voters were in the 18 to 29 demographic, down from 19% in 2016. So an 8-point drop. That is not massive enthusiasm among young people. Not at all. And Bernie, his main arguments to win is, well, I'm going to turn out young people who don't normally come out. No, he's not. At least not so far. Exit polling in New Hampshire show underperforming in the 18 to 29 age group. Get this. Turnout among the 18 to 29 age group in the Democrat primary down 20% from 2016. That was a hot year. I mean, that was a smoking hot year. You know, so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is going to be a hot year, too, because it's highly contentious. Biggest turnout among those over 65. So this is, new voters were supposed to come out, too. Because Trump is so outraged, the electorate says all these new voters are going to come out because, man, they're mad. No, only 12% were new voters. That's lower than 2016, according to CNN's David Chalian. So not a good night so far for the Democrats, but we'll see. Here's the thing I don't know, okay? And I don't want y'all getting pumped up here thinking that we got this thing, because what it may mean is just there's nobody exciting on the Democrat side. But once Trump's name's on that ballot and they could do damage to him, they may come out in swarms. It wouldn't surprise me if they do. But what this does say is if they're out in swarms, it's going to be because they hate Trump, not because they particularly like, as a group, their Democrat choices. Make sense? New study, being hangry leads to an average of 4 arguments per week, according to a new study. And being hangry, you wait too long to eat, get snippy. Plenty of things make us angry. But yeah, this is according to a new study of 2,000 Americans. Being hangry leads to an average of 4 arguments a week. And being triggered by political messages you don't feel you should have to see makes people mad too. But they just run people over with vans or try to. And that's okay. Texter writes, Bernie is wealthy and owns multiple properties, so will his supporters be compelled to shoot him if he wins? So I don't know. I'm not really sure. The plan was to start by, if you remember from Bernie's, you know, paid field operatives, was to drag the reporters at MSNBC out by their hair. They were going to set their hair on fire before they killed them for not being sufficiently liberal enough. Then they were going to get to Trump supporters. But I mean, no, they're not just senseless brutes. I mean, they were going to try to put them in re-education camps first, see if that would take. But if not, shooting them on the beach would work. How does a person win a primary after your followers say that? And you don't condemn? You refuse to condemn. In fact, you refuse to even comment when one of your supporters has already gone on a shooting spree and attempted to kill a sitting member of Congress and dang near did it. And then you just go win a primary. Texter writes, can we stop pretending that Biden is a presidential candidate and arrest him for the extortion and money laundering he committed while in office? That'd be cool. But the media is not going to do that. Texter writes, my grandmother fled Russia and made it to America with some, not all, of her family. The rest perished in Russia. There are too many idiot sheeple following him for free stuff and not knowing his ideology. So says Dave and Gurr. Texter writes, if I ran people over every time I saw a Steyer ad, there wouldn't be anyone left in the state. Well, no, because they'd get you after the first time. Because those are Democrats. You can't hurt them. And we wouldn't want to. I don't want to hurt them. I want to defeat them in the arena of ideas. Texter writes, what if they're bald-headed or wearing a wig? Going to be hard to drag them by their hair. I'm sure they'll find a way. I don't know. Call Bernie's campaign. They'll explain it to you. Yeah, so this is where we are. Mayor Pete in second position. Don't count him out. Don't count him out. He is the smoothest liar I have seen in a long time. You got to watch that interview with Mike Wallace. You know, he wants to decriminalize all drugs. Possession. So that would be not just, you know, you're going to got a little to use it. That would be, you know, you're trucking it in here as a cartel too. And he just wants to decriminalize it, right? So he goes on with Mike Wallace and he says, Mike Wallace says, you say you want to decriminalize drugs. And he's, no, that's not my plan. And Mike Wallace is like, yeah, it is. It's on your website. And Pete's like, he's a smooth liar. He's one of the best I've seen since Clinton. He is. And I got to tell you, do not underestimate that guy. Do not.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.